Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth, the catcher, Barry Foote. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cox picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cox. Garrett moves to third. Milan moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Milan scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck strikes out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Manguel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Manguel steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manguel moves to third. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Milner is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub who is chasing the ball. Bailey reaches third base with a triple. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-1 in the game. Schneck strikes out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-1 in the game. Matlack strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a fly ball towards center. Davis settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Davis. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Milner hits a line drive towards first. Breeden reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Davis steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bailey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Bailey reaches second base with a double. There goes Davis trying to get to home. Staub throws the ball into Hodges who tags Davis who's trying to score from second, for the out. Bailey moves to third. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foote strikes out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 2 in the game. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schneck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish bunts towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Milan covering, for the out. Cox moves to second. One out. Gary Carter pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cox moves to third. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Gary Carter. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manguel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cox scores. Lentz moves to third. It's Mets, 2, Expos, 2. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley bunts towards third. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lentz scores. Manguel moves to second. It's 3-2, Expos. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. Manguel moves to third. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foote hits a pop-up towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Tony Scott now playing right field. Pepe Manguel now playing left field. Dale Murray now pitching. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. Two outs. Brock Pemberton pinch hits for John Matlack. Brock Pemberton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pemberton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry Cram now pitching. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cox bunts towards first. Milner fields the ball and throws to Cram covering. Safe. Scott moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish bunts towards the mound. Cram fields it, throws to third for the out. There goes Parrish attempting to get to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. Cox moves to second. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is walked intentionally. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manguel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing third base. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.